The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sachin Daf Meh. We're learning the sugya of shimur in matzah lishma. Matzah has to be made lishma, which is a common concept that we find in other mitzvahs. We have the musik by tzitzis, we have the musik by stam has to be made lishma. Matzah, the gedorim are a little bit more complicated. What exactly does it mean the matzah has to be made lishma? We know you walk into the matzah bakery and everybody says l'shem matzah mitzvah. That means that the etzem asiyas matzah has to be made lishma. That's mitzvah, the usage of the mitzvah. But there's another din also. The din is that it has to be shomur. It has to be shomur l'shem matzah mitzvah. What does it mean that the matzah should be shomur? Shomur mechimutz. The pasuk says, u'shmartem es ha-matzahs, to watch the matzahs from chimutz. There's two almost opposite approaches in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef discusses both shittas barichus in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Samach. And the two shittas are the Ramban and the Rosh. The Ramban is over here in Daf Mem. Some Rishonim go with the Ramban. Many of the Rishonim go with the Rosh. And the basic back and forth is the Ramban seems to come out based on the Maskon of how he learns the Sugi Be'os and Daf Mem. The Gemara towards the bottom of Amud Aleph of Rova. We won't go through the whole Shach V'Tayah of the Gemara, but the Soif Pasuk of what the Ramban holds is that Milisha Ve'elech, the stages of the Matzah, obviously there's the Ktsira, one grinds the Matzah. We know that they, when they go out, they're Shomer, they're very careful with the wheat which is grinded, and they're also Makbir on the Lishma of doing every single step of the cutting of the Chita and the grinding of the Chita and everything that's done before it actually turns into Royal Lechimut. The lisha, when the water is added to the flour, that for sure has to be done lishma. And over there, the Ramban holds that the every step of the way from the shimur, the elech, has to be done lishma. That's ma'akiv, that one would not be yoytzim matzah, that's not made lishma, which is the whole problem of machine matzahs. The discussion of poiskim going back 150 years ago, many poiskim are of the consensus that the machine matzahs, the process of making the matzah with a machine is not called that it was made by the person. Lishmo was made by itself, so to speak, by the machine. The poiskim they hold, the Yerushalmi poiskim held, today everybody's makbid did because the hand matzahs are of such quality. Almost everybody eats by the seder, the hand matzahs. But the Yerushalayim felt that the machine matzahs were more reliable as far as the kashrus is concerned, as far as watching out for glitches in the system of making the matzah. Chalil, there shouldn't be any chashash chimrut. As far as the lishma were concerned, their hachra l'aloch was that would be called lishma. We're not going to get into the discussion of whether to look at the turning on the machine or putting it into the machine as rendering it avodas yad to be lishma. But the Ramban holds the milisha ve'elech, every step of the process has to be done lishma. The shimur that has to be done lishma is milisha ve'elech, it's ma'akiv. Zokter ad kama, that there would be a type of matzah which would be produced in a way where it can't be baladei chimutz. There the halacha would be that the matzah would be possible. That the matzah would not be yoytzi de chivosoi l'shem matzah mitzvah. If a matzah was made in a way, there's a process called revucha. He brings the Yerushalmi, the Ramban brings the Yerushalmi, that says that matzah revucha, where it's a type not frying, but something like that, where it's impossible to be baladei chimutz. At kama that it can't be baladei chimutz, then there's no shimur from chametz taking place. There's no shimur from chimutz when it can't become chametz. Same way if it's made with fruit juice. Over there also anyways in ayoytze because it's not matzah sheir. It's not lechem oini. But anything that can't be baladei chimutz can't be nishmar l'shem matzah mitzvah. So if I say you're not yoytze mitzvah. As I held the Ramban says that even though li'ikuva is only milisha ve'elech, but there's a mitzvah to watch the wheat and everything miktsira ve'elech from the beginning of when it turns into grain. That also is a mitzvah, but over there it's not ma'akiv. If somebody would make sure that the grain was not boli de chimutz, but it wasn't done l'shem matzah, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, that would not be a chshash in the mitzvah. We're mahadah, we do the, from the ktsira ve'elech, we do also with a kavon of l'shma, but it's not ma'akiv. Azoi Halter Ramban. The Rosh's opinion is almost fakir. The Rosh holds that you're telling me that matzah is possible. Matzah is not yoytzi de chivosoi of Matzah's mitzvah because it's not royally dechimit. Adarava, the way the Rosh says in the Pesachim, but the Tais of Rosh says, Toiv Yosef Shalayavi Mayim, Velayavi Dechimut. What could be wrong with Matzah? The best Shimur is that it shouldn't be Bali Dechimut, it shouldn't be Bali Dechimut in the first place. Why would it be better? The Ramban says that it has to be Royal Dechimut. Once it's Royal Dechimut, you have to watch to make sure that everything gets done quickly, that it's not Bali Dechimut. Why would it be better that the Matzah should be Shomur by making sure that it doesn't come to Dechimut? It has to be Royal Dechimut. And why does it have to be Royal Dechimut? The best Shimur is not getting involved in the problem in the first place. What's better, to get into a Nisoyin and to beat the Yetzer Hara, or to avoid the problem in the first place? Altogether, the Nisoyin isn't the best Shimur to make sure that you don't get to a situation where it's Royal Dechimut. That's the Rosh. What exactly is this Machloekis? The Ramban holds that Shimur means there has to be something that's Royal Lechimitz, and then you have to watch it, L'shem Matzah. And the Rosh holds the best watching is not to have it Bechlal with a Chshash Chimut. So it would seem that there's a Lomdash in the Kuda over here. The Ramban brings as his Makor, the Din Elisha V'Elech, he brings interesting from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi explains the Pasuk, Kushmatim Samatzois. The Yerushalmi brings smichas apsukim. So the pasuk says shmatim samatzes. Next, right after that pasuk shmatim samatzes is the pasuk of ach asher yochel l'chol nefesh. And the Yerushalmi learns out that what's oichel nefesh? That there's a heter of oichel nefesh on Yom Tov. When is oichel nefesh in the process? The Yerushalmi says mufurish. When does the process of oichel nefesh start? Could you harvest grain on Yom Tov because you want to turn it into bread? Is that Oichel Nefesh? Where does the buck stop? So the Yerushalmi says that it starts Milisha Ve'elech. The Yerushalmi says the same way the Pasuk of Shmatim, I'm sorry, the Pasuk of Ach Asher Ochel Ochel Nefesh. Oichel Nefesh, making food, is Milisha Ve'elech, because that's when it's dough, that's when it's food. Before that, it's grain. Cutting the grain off the ground, you're not working with food. Putting food in the oven, Milisha, that would be considered an act of dealing with food. That's called you making supper. Going out into a field and cutting off grain is not called Eichel Nefesh. So that you would not be allowed to do. So Yerushalmi says the same with the Pasuk of Ach Asher Yochel L'Chol Nefesh is talking about Mili Shveilich. The Pasuk of Shmartim Samatzos is also talking about Mili Shveilich. Tesis and Beis Dav Gimel brings the Yerushalmi. As an opinion, there's Be'erech 7 or 8 different opinions, which when we learn Beis, and magnificent limud, the different sheets in Rishonim, and the ramifications halach lamaisa, and the ramifications in lomdus of how to be magdir, what's oichel nefesh, what's not oichel nefesh. But that's the opinion of the Yerushalmi, the way Tosis brings in Beit Zedav Gimel. The Ramban brings this Yerushalmi. He says, "Oh, we have mufurish that shmatim zamatis is milisha ve'elach." And there's stated in Yerushalmi. What is the Yerushalmi telling us? The Yerushalmi is telling us l'choira, the way we just said, oichel nefesh means when does it become food? The shame oichel, when it becomes food, when you have an asik with food, is milisha ve'elech, it's dough. Dough is already food. Can eat dough, but dough is already has a tsura of oichel, that thereafter, whatever you do with the dough, kneading it, putting it into the oven, taking it out, all that would be considered oichel nefesh. Zokter Ramban, that means that the food is created milisha ve'elech. The shimur of matzah is not just something that the person does. It's a din in the matzah that part of what creates the chefzah shel mitzvah, of matzah's mitzvah, what defines the object as not just food, but it's matzah, is that it's shomer, it was created in a state of shimur. The etzem creation of matzah has to be in a state of ushmatim. Shmira is not just something the person does to the matzah, but the creating of the matzah is making it in a state of shmira. If it's not royal lechimutz, you didn't make it in a state of shmira. It's not made with shmira. What you're doing is you're preventing chimutz from taking place, but it's not made with shimur. It has to be something that's royal lechimutz, and you don't let it become nischamit. That's called that it's in the chepetz itself. The matzah itself is made with the shimur. That's the opinion of the Ramban. Therefore, he holds that whatever takes place before the lisha is of course not ma'akiv, because it's not part, you can't call what you do when you're cutting the grain la mitzvah, to be shomer sanatzis. But to say that that's the creation of the matzah itself, grain is not a matzah, it's not food like we say by Eichel Nefesh. As I held the Ramban, the Rosh holds for maskonu that the mitzvah of shmir sanatzis is not a lomdisha nekuda, like the Ramban says, that's chal in the oichel, that the oichel is matzah when it's nishma. He says it's a din that the person, in order to be yoytzeh his mitzvah, the person has to watch the matzah. The best watching is being fozich, being careful that doesn't turn into something that's where the chimitz in the first place. It's not part of the food itself, it's a din in the person making it lishma. So if you make it and you watch it, it shouldn't be in this chametz. It's not royal lechimitz all the way down the road. So then it will be kosher. That's where the Rosh holds. The Ramban holds that the din milisha ve'elich is a din in the matzah itself. And the Rosh holds that it's not a chalois in the matzah. It's not the creation, the formation of the matzah itself, which is mechayiv the shimur. But there's a din that the person who's making it should be shimur. He's shimur by making sure that he doesn't get into the problem in the first place, by making sure that it's not royal lechimitz. Once we understand this, we can understand how the Ramban asked from the Yerushalmi, which is said Revucha, which is a process of not letting it boli de chimut, and the Shteitin Yerushalmi, that Einoi Yotzi de Chavosa. How we miyashav the Yerushalmi according to the Rosh? So, L'chayu the Nikud is, and I had the schus of telling over this Nikud, the Meiri Rabbi, Hagoyin Ravosha Ariely Shlitin, he was Nene from this explanation. The Hasbara L'chayri is that the Yerushalmi L'shitasoi, the Mechitz Chinuch already says that the Yerushalmi L'shitasoi, because we don't paskin that Yerushalmi of Oichel Nefesh. We don't paskin the Yerushalmi of Oichel Nefesh being Milisha Ve'elich. We don't hold that way. We hold that even Melachos before Oichel Nefesh, L'mashal, practical halacha. Could a person do Bayra on Yom Tov? Bayra is before Lisha. Bayra in the Melachos of Shabbos is Dosh. There's a lot before Lisha. Could a person do Bayra? We pass him, yes. Under certain circumstances, Hilchos Yom Tov is a complicated limit, but under certain circumstances, one can do Bayra on Yom Tov. So we don't pass in the Yerushalmi. Says the Mechitz Chinuch of that Yerushalmi Shalai Kalocha, so then the Yerushalmi of Matzah Shavucha is also Shalai Lalocha. Shalai is every Yerushalmi Shalai Lalocha. Makesh of the two Yerushalmis. The way we're explaining, it's Kaftan Efech, it's Gevaldik. Because the Yerushalmi's understanding of Lisha Ve'elich is based on the Yerushalmi's understanding that the din of Shimur's HaMatzah creates the food of Matzah itself, is created in a state of Shimur. That's only when it's Roy Lechimut. If it's not Roy Lechimut, the food is not created in a state of Shimur. You're just making sure you don't get into the problem. But it's not created with a Shimur. But the Yerushalmi holds that the din of Shimur's HaMatzah is talking about Oichel. The same way Oichel Nefesh is only when it has it, when it's a Mitzius of Oichel, when it's a Chesed of Oichel, not anything that's necessary 5 steps ahead for preparing a meal like Boirer, but only something that you're doing in the food itself, only Melisha Ve'elef. Yerushalmi holds that making the matzah is also only when you're in the food itself, what you do then to be Shomer it. That's why Yerushalmi holds that if it's not Roy Lechimut, that there wouldn't be a din of matzah mitzvah. You wouldn't be yotzei dechavasei. But the Rosh will hold that lididam, the sugis habavli, doesn't hold of the Yerushalmi. So we don't hold that the pasuk of Rishmatim is hamatzah and the pasuk of achashe yochel l'chol nevesh are putting a stress on the creation of that food in that surah. We hold that it's talking about a din. The person has a din that he's allowed to prepare food. He's allowed to do anything which is necessary to prepare food on Yom Tov, even Bayru, which is 5 steps ahead. And also the din of Shimur Samatz is not a din in the creation of the food, which only starts from Lisha, but it's a din in every step of the way, making sure that there's no problem with chimut. So that's whether it's Roy Lechimut, and he makes sure to work the matzahs carefully and quickly, this way it's not Boli Lechimut, or it's not Roy Lechimut in the first place. That's how the Rosh would be Yashu, the Ramban's Kasher. So I call Yovel B'Sholem, there's 2 shittas. We make sure that the matzahs are royally day chimutz. We are careful miktziv ve'elich like the Ramban, and we make sure that the matzahs are made lishmar every step of the process. We even mahader that the things before lisha are also done lishmar to a certain extent. Whether we have to grind the matzah in a rechaim shayyad, the hidder rechaim shayyad, that's shaloi kalocha. That's just a hidden mitzvah ba'alma. But what's done by hand in order to be machmir also, that lishma would only be by hand, not by machine, that we do, that's we're only machmir on the velisha ve'elech, because that's mamish the shita, the way the Ramban says, that that's ma'akiv in the creation of the matzah, the shem matzah.